Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jay. To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
Yep, it is 64034.
Thank you for that. And the name on the account?
David Ehlers, last name spelled Ehlers.
Thank you for that. And for the spelling of the last name, give me one second while I try and locate that account.
Yeah, no problem. I can spell it again if need be.
Yeah, I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify your address?
1404 Meadows Lane, Greenwood, Missouri, 64034.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where it looks like you had, I'm showing with prior orders where I'm showing looks like most recently you have placed on the 19th of February an order for the Omax Professional Strength Omega-3 Fish Oil. And how can I assist you today, sir?
So, for that professional strength, and I might know a reason for this, and that's why I wanted to call and verify. So, according to the post office, the USPS, when I look up the tracking, it still says, the pre-shipment information has been sent to USPS, but they're still awaiting the item. So I didn't know if that meant that you all had handed off the package to the post office yet, or if so, there's a bit of a cap. That obviously it's been like 4+ days. That seemed quite a long time for it to not even shipped out yet. And the reason, but I'm not sure if that's accurate because the address that I'm having it mailed to, I actually learned it's a relative. Basically, they're going on vacation next week, and they put a hold on their mail. So maybe that's why the post office hasn't shipped it yet, but I wasn't sure based on what the tracking number information said if your company hadn't handed off the package to them yet, or if you had done that and they're just holding it
Okay,
because this
yes,
address
sir.
is a bit
Now,
old, you know what I'm saying?
just because I've shown the billing address that you verified, because I'm glad you did reference that it's going to a different address, could you verify that other address that it was getting sent to as well, please?
It is 1745 East Timber Ridge Drive, Sedalia, Missouri, 65301. At least I think that's what I entered when I placed the order.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. Now, with the tracking for it, let me double check because I do show the tracking on the product for that tracking number, as well as where when I take a look at the tracking, it's showing me that initial issue as well. Let me, first of all, double check with a supervisor real quick about something so I can better assist you and answer the questions that you've already raised, so I can make sure I give you that correct information right off the start. Hold on.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh, well, I'll wait for them to message me back about that issue. I can go ahead and address some of the questions you had initially raised. With the shipment, I'm showing it has processed out already with the post office picking it up because they did give us that tracking number, which means they actually have it in their hands because they only issue tracking numbers once it's been picked up, not when it's still waiting to be picked up. Now, with the other issue you had mentioned about if they were getting their mail held, with that, it could be the fact that it would still show progress up to updating with it getting there. And then if they were having their mail held, it would say basically like held, it would get to the final post office in their area. And instead of being out for delivery, it would actually be held at that post office. So it would actually indicate if it hadn't been delivered because of that, where it would reflect that in the tracking. So that wouldn't prevent it from actually making progress because the post office regionally wouldn't know until it got to that local area about that specific address with the mail being held. But so that wouldn't factor into with it being late or delayed, with that being the case as well. Now, my supervisor did also remind me, which I'd overlooked, Monday was a holiday. And because of that, that would have made it so it would have been a little bit delayed with updating with the post office moving mail because the order was placed on Saturday. But she was letting me know at this time it just basically hasn't made enough progress for it to be reflected with the post office with that tracking number for it to actually show an update yet. But it is in their care and in transit to them. They just haven't scanned it at that next site or office, post office where they're transferring it for it to actually reflect it yet. That's all that it is right now.
Okay, that sounds good. That explains everything.
But it should be en route to where they should receive it. It looks like Saturday the 26th or Monday the 28th. Now, that would be if the mail isn't being held. If it still is being held, chances are they would have to, when they would pick it up with their other mail from the post office, it would be there in that box where they would get the other mail as well. So they would actually, I believe, well, they might not leave a notice on the door just because they wouldn't be taking it out. So it wouldn't actually leave that post office in their area. So it would just say basically at the post office when the last tracking update, where they would have to go to the post office to pick it up.
Okay. No, that all makes perfect sense. Sounds good. Yep. That answered all my questions very thoroughly. I appreciate that.
And if, however, say Saturday rolls around or even Sunday or Monday, and the tracking still is showing like that, just give us a call back on Monday to let us know so that we can make sure that something hasn't happened to where we might need to reship it out just in case. Because typically
Okay.
next Monday, that tracking should have updated status as well as progress for it. But sometimes if tracking doesn't update and it's still showing the same general information, even several days later, like Monday, that typically would indicate sometimes that there might have been an issue with the product where it could have gotten lost, and that's why it hadn't been scanned and shown progress. So it's actually a good thing you called in about that, but the initial issue is just it hasn't made enough progress for it to reflect that with them yet.
Okay. Well, that all makes perfect sense, and I'll watch for that tracking info to update, on or before around this coming Monday, and I will, act accordingly. Yeah, no. Well, sounds great. Thank you.
You're very
Well, I need
welcome,
it.
and thank you for calling OMAX Health, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Goodbye.